All right, let's head on down to Grand Isle. Not sure we want to go down there this morning. Weather looking a little rough. Let's talk to Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, what's been going on? Recap how this rainy, windy week has been going. And, man, doesn't look good down there unless you're going to go later this afternoon or maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, Don, I mean, I don't know what there is to recap. I mean, it's been a little bit windy and a whole lot wet. And that's the same thing it is this morning. Now, the wind has started to make its change to the north, and I just looked at the tide gauge. And it's making that change right at the tide change where we have a little bit of a falling tide all day, and it's dropping like a rock right now. So there's going to be a whole lot of water moving out of that marsh in the next couple of days. It's have to wait and see how dirty it makes it. But, man, that's going to make for some good fishing if the wind will let you calm down because, you know, I mean, we've got a flooded marsh. You've had a very large shrimp crop in the marsh. Our first little cold front that's going to drop the water levels. Every cut, everywhere you got any kind of a bottleneck is going to have shrimp pouring out of it. And those fish ought to be stacked up on it. But thing is, they may have forgotten what a lure looks like because there hadn't been a whole lot of boat traffic. There hadn't been a whole lot of moving around all week long around the Grand Isle area. But hey, I mean, we've got to have these days to give them a break, and we're going to have good days to follow. And, man, that fall fishing's going to be just, you know, just filling boats. I mean, it ain't that hard to fill them anymore, so you'll be filling the boats full of fish.
Yeah, hard tide fall this time of year is always good. Darryl, I got a question text in from Elliot. He wants to know about crabbing. Has it been easy, and have there been a lot of crabs down there this year? How's crabbing on the Grand Isle beaches? That would probably be my advice,
crabbing's
or possibly
been great.
Off the bridge.
Crabbing's been great. Now, I don't fool. I call them sand crabs because when you get them buried on that beach, a lot of times they're full of sand. But, I mean, as of, you know, right before all this weather set in, we made another run on our string of traps in the bay. And, man, you just couldn't complain. I mean, in fact, my wife was with me on that one, and she posted pictures all over the Internet. The stone crab run was just outstanding. I mean, two nights we had dinner of nothing but stone crab claws. So, I mean, yeah, it's been holding up good. The size is increasing a little bit right now because, you know, most of them have done their shedding for the year. You might have one more shed left. So a lot of the crabs were a little bit light. But yeah, man, other than that, I mean, just this past week I picked almost a gallon of meat, a gallon-sized Ziploc bag full of crab meat sitting in the refrigerator right now.
Well, you could survive, Darryl, between the fish you catch, the shrimp you catch, and the crabs. Man, you got it made down there. You're like a seafood buffet.
And look, everybody loves their crab cakes, but I can tell you what, there's a different twist to them when you do a crab cake that's about 50% crab meat and 50% shrimp. It's really good.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with crab meat. You can put it on just about anything with anything, and some great stuff. A little bit of work peeling them as opposed to crawfish, but well worth it. Well, Darryl, any other thoughts? I mean, you know, what would be your first piece of advice for people that wait until all this junk gets out of here and we get a little bit of a lighter wind and, you know, maybe find some clear water? But what would you suggest if somebody's returning after all this high water and wind and dirty water?
Well, it ought to do, the bull reds ought to be good in the passes. And, Don, like you said, it might take a little bit of traveling around to find the trout because you're going to have to find some cleaner water. But the fish ought to be everywhere because the transition had already started. There's still fish out toward the beaches. There's still fish on the lower oyster reefs. But especially this is going to start making those fish start ganging up a little bit more on the inside. So it's going to take a little bit of running around looking for clean water. Just look for moving water. Look for that bait on those points. And you ought to be able to find something just about everywhere you go.
Sounds good, Darryl. Somebody wants to get you. Got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Give them your site and the telephone number if they want to give you a call and check on availabilities.
Yeah, there's RealScreamers.com or there's 225-937-6288. And the beautiful thing about this time of the year is we got plenty of time to talk fishing.
Very good. Darryl, thanks so much for the report. Always appreciate it. Have a good weekend, and we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you, Don. Stay dry.
All right. There he goes, Darryl Carpenter. Probably going to cook up some of that crab meat.